So if a person was doing something that was damaging themselves physically, would their inner being necessarily warn them?
Their inner being would warn them if this same being was wanting long life or was wanting health.
Right.
You must state all of the things that you are wanting before your inner being can give you appropriate guidance.
Right.
If the only thing you want is joy in the moment, then that experience that excites you in the moment is appropriate to that intention. But if you want joy in this moment and you're also wanting long and healthy life experience and you're also wanting prosperity and you're also wanting whatever it is, as you make all of those statements of intent, then your inner being can guide you regarding all of those things.
Abraham, I've noticed through the years we've been working together that you never suggest to us that we be utilize self-discipline more. Whereas teachers, leaders, guides, physical people are often saying that's what's wrong, you just don't have self-discipline. How do you stand on that?
The reason that we do not speak of self-discipline is because what it means to us, from what we have heard all of you say, is it means making yourself do something even though you are not really wanting to. And we do not see value in that. For we are understanding that wanting is the beginning of all deliberate creation. You see, when you use your self-discipline in order to make something happen, often that action is unpleasant action. But if instead you have a clear picture of what it is you are wanting to accomplish, what you are wanting to become, indeed what you are creating, and that picture is so clear that you have released emotion, positive emotion about it, now that creation, even though it is in your future, will reach back to you in your now and literally inspire you or stimulate you to action, and that action will be action in joy. The best picture we can give you is the example of the action of getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning. In one story, you are getting up at 5 o'clock because you have to be to work at 6. You have disciplined yourself enough to know that if you don't get up at 5, you cannot be where you are supposed to be at 6, and if you're not there by 6, you will be in great trouble. And the other story is, your friends and you have been planning a fishing expedition. You've been talking about it for many weeks, and tomorrow is the day that it will take place. You've imagined yourself gathering together with your friends and having this glorious day. On that morning, it is not difficult to get up. It is not unpleasant, for this is action in joys. If you are not wanting this addiction because it displeases someone, if you are not wanting it because someone else does not want you to have it, it will be very difficult for you to release it. Now, it is possible that your wanting to please the other may be so great that that may motivate you to joyful action. But until you have a clear picture of what you are wanting, you will not be inspired to action that will be joyful action. Your treatment centers are filled with those who receive not satisfactory results. Your world is filled with those who say, I am addicted and I can do nothing about it. It is our absolute knowing that you will have no trouble releasing that which you do not want when you are clear about what you do want. When you know what you want and you are able to focus clearly upon it, all of the power of the universe will come to your assistance, and you will find it not a difficult thing to do, but a joyful and easy thing to do.
How, I'm asking this question for others because I've heard it asked of me, how can I want something? There's nothing I really want, they say. How can I get something that I want that much?
That is the reason that we have said already you are in a good position to create exactly what you want, because you have lived that which you do not want, and it has sharpened your awareness of what you do want. You are not addicted, and so you ask the question. But one who is wanting.
I see. So you're not saying want something instead of the addiction. In other words, want a new car instead of the addiction. You're saying want to be free of the addiction.
That is correct. See yourself without that which troubles you, and let that picture of yourself feeling vital and alive, seeing yourself moving through life experience, seeing yourself prosperous. You see, in many cases, the drug has been enjoyed because it has dulled the senses of all of those feelings of inferiority or insecurity. In the beginning, the drug made everything look better. That is what the attraction to the drug is.